line yesterday.
Hi, Shoy.
Hey, Magga. Hey, Magga. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Back at work. Doing good.
Good, good, good. I actually, I saw your message in the morning. I was driving, so I just wanted to wait until I get to the office so I can speak with you a little bit more. So I obviously saw your message in regards of, you know, that it does not make sense. Can you tell me a little bit more in regards of what makes it not make sense at the moment?
Well, you know, I'm basically mortgaging your the power system for 25 years. And at the end, I think it's still will be on my roof, right? It'll be mine.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like, you know, even, you know, according to the calculation, $1,000 a month, but I'm still going to have to owe some kind of money to Edison. And at this time, I don't see me using that much power because I don't have an electric car or anything.
Yeah.
So it just didn't seem that I'm mortgaging this solar panel for 25 years for like $78,000, $77,000. You know, if I really needed the electric, yeah, I probably would have thought about it, but I mean, similar system. You know, I guess I'm not talking about cash, but even if you get a regular solar system, you can get a loan for much lower payment than that.
A loan for a much less payment than that.
My friend, he has a solar. He said, I don't know who installed it for him, but he paid. Installed the many panels, and he's paying this loan that's like steady $198 a month for 10 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think is
it, do you know, like, his system size at all? How many panels, the batteries, anything that he has whatsoever?
Well, some people, this guy have 12. I know another guy who has 17 panels. The guy with 17 panels, I think his system cost him 30, around less than 40 with the battery, and then he's, you know, paid some down payment financing. But again, all these guys, they have electric cars and stuff. They use them. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
When my wife was excited, then she, when she looked at the numbers, she goes, well, you know, it doesn't make that much sense since we don't have an electric car right now.
I mean,
and
I'm obviously looking at what you, I'm comparing side to side. In regards of with solar, right? The whole thing of the program is, you know, it's for homeowners to not take out a loan, right? It's not made for a homeowner to take out a loan, and you're not getting an additional bill from Edison in regards of like electricity. We're covering all of your electricity and more, about 14% more electricity for you to run. You know, you told me about the portable AC that you guys have in your bedroom. So like you guys would be comfortable with your usage with those 14% extra power, and you're saving close to $100 a month, every single month. Now, not in the future, like starting as soon as your system gets activated, you are, you know, you're saving $100. In addition to that, you know, if the main electrical panel, if it needs to be upgraded, if any of that, it's still, you know, you're not paying any of that out of your pocket. Do you feel like you want to have ownership on the system? Like you want the system to be yours?
At this time, I don't feel like I want to own anything that I don't have to be responsible for. I don't want more, you know, like this time you said $1,000, but then the following year, you guys are increasing the payment by the end of the year, by the end of the 25 year, paying almost, I don't know, $300 for electricity.
So the three, so, oh yeah, so now I get you. In regards of like, you're looking at it, well, now I'm saving, you know, $1,200, for example, but next year, solar is going up by 3.5%. So it's not going to be $1,200 anymore. Am I getting this correct?
Yeah, it's not going to be exactly, and everything's going to, I mean, everybody I talked to, they still get some electric bill from Edison, you know, and it was around $1,000 per year. Granted, guys, bill were like in the $400-$500 before.
Yeah.
And also, you know, my situation is like, I don't know, man, the cloudy days, I know these things don't work very well in cloudy days. I know you guys, you know, Yeah, so like I said, at the end, I'm paying $76,000, $77,000 for a system that I can probably buy for $35,000, have it installed and owned when I need to, you know.
Yeah,
So
so
at this time,
there are two things that I because there obviously you said two major things. I just want to make sure that you know in regards of because I have obviously the not the solution, but I know where you're I understand where you're coming from. So if you remember in the consultation, the reason why your friends might be getting two bills, it's for two reasons. Reason number one is from the beginning the company that they decided to get solar from, they didn't even look at their bar graph in the bill, right? They just said, okay, this home is the size of this home is whatever square foot. Most likely they will need this amount of panels, and that's pretty much it. So they didn't really look at their usage. They just threw out a few panels, and that's pretty much it. Or a company actually did take a look at their usage. However, maybe they added an electric vehicle or their usage, you know, like they had people move into their home so that their usage increased. That's why, if you recall in the consultation, I told you, hey, like right now, this is going to cover you in regards of your usage right now. And that's why you're seeing a lot of savings. You're seeing close to $100 every single month. But if you ever decide to get an electric vehicle, reach out to me because we will need to add panels, so you wouldn't be getting two bills from Edison and from solar. Does that make sense in regards of why they got or why are they getting two bills at the moment?
Yeah, it makes sense.
And the reason that in regards of owning, because I do understand, like at the moment you feel like, well, I don't want to have ownership, or I don't want to feel like, okay, I'm responsible for anything at the moment. Maybe later down the line, it's something that I could consider. The beauty about the power purchase agreement, Maggot, is after 5 years from now, if you decide that you want to have ownership on the system, this is an option that you could have. So you basically give me a call and you tell me, Bishoy, I'm in a better position now, I want to have ownership at the moment in regards of owning the panels. Send someone out, they do an appraise on the system based off market value in 5 years. So it's going to be obviously cheaper than how much the system is right now. Then they basically tell you, okay, Megan, this system right now costs X amount of dollars. Would you like to take ownership? You say yes, great. You say no, then you continue with the power purchase agreement. That's assuming if you would like to have ownership later down the line.
Yeah, well, like I said, if right now, if when I get a car, I'll just get the system I need installed right away properly the first time around. I don't want to add bits and pieces. Like I said, right now, putting the stuff on the roof, and then I have to be responsible what happened, what doesn't happen. Seems like, you know, if my electric bill was higher than that, yeah, it would make sense to make these $200. But for me, it's save $100 a month. Really, you know, I spend that on a haircut, so my kid's haircut and stuff. So it's not going to be that much more savings, tell you the truth.
So saving $100 a month, you like $1,200 in the whole year, you don't think that's enough savings at the moment?
No, because, you know, again, I'm going to have something that's going to be on my roof the rest of the life of the roof, you know. And then, I don't know, you know, I think, you know, we'll probably, I think oil prices are eventually going to go down and electricity will become cheaper. But for
the
now.
Prices with Edison is going to get cheaper?
Well, I think they raise their, again, they can only raise their public, what the public utility allows them. On the other hand, you're raising 3.5% every year. So that's more than 10% every 3 years. I don't think Edison raises their rate 10% every 3 years.
Edison just raised 13% this year. Last year, they increased 22.6%. It's literally on their website. I can send you those links.
Even with all the threes, I find it, you know, affordable, you know, with 270. I know I paid a lot less before because, first of all, I had less usage. Had they, you know what, had they installed solar when it first came out, everybody was doing it 10 years ago, I wouldn't be sufficient for me because I have more kids now and I have more use for power. So you never know with things when you install them, whether you need them or not, how well they work. But if I was to have two electric cars, then yeah, I would say definitely I need to install something. Right now, I don't have that. I only drive 6, 7 miles to work, and there's no reason for me to buy. You know, maybe when my kids go to college or something, I'll figure something out. But now, I'm gonna have to decline it.
You don't have to what, sorry?
Decline, the agreement.
By all means. In regards of like savings, you know, I can send you the a bunch of documents, and I can also send, you know, you can go on Edison's website. For just the past 2 years, your bill has gone up by close to 35%. Just the past 2 years. By the end of, you know, from last year until the end of this year, your will be up by a 35%. With the 3.5% with solar, if you know, inflation is still affecting you. Don't get me wrong, like you're not inflation proof, but you know, it's kind of like you compare, let's say you got solar 2 years ago. With solar, your, you know, your cost of electricity is going up by 7% and compared to Southern California Edison, where it went up by 35%. Inflation is affecting you. You're just in control of how much inflation is basically, you know, like affecting your cost of electricity. Does that make, do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I know. But then I don't think electricity prices went up every year before the last 2 years. They were stable for a long time. And then every time, you know, because of deregulation, every time there's a national disaster, they have to come up with money to pay somebody.
I completely get where you're coming again, like, because I think, you know, I 100% see where you're coming from. I will send you again, by all means, I'll put everything on in regards to like cancellation or hold for you. I'll send you information in regards of how much it has gone up. Literally, if you go on ChatGPT and you write Southern California Edison rate increase in the past 10 years, they're going to tell you in the past 10 years, it increased about 83%. From 2022 to 2025, it went up by 25%. This is ChatGPT. I'm not like making up those numbers. If you type it, because I know you said I'm going to put in everything on ChatGPT. If you literally go on a ChatGPT right now while you and I are speaking, just type in Southern California Edison rate increase the past 10 years. That's all.
I was kidding. I don't really have ChatGPT, by the way.
No, I'm because again, like I see where you're coming from, because you're comparing your solar right now and compared to, well, I don't know what's happening with Southern California Edison, but what I was telling you in regards of, you know, in regards of the rate increases with Southern California Edison, I wasn't making up numbers to make you feel like, oh, solar makes sense. Solar inflation is affecting you. You know, it's sad because the world that we live in, we can't be inflation proof. However, in regards of like responsibility, in regards of anything that has to do with the panels, you're covered with everything for 25 years, panels, batteries, everything, right? The whole purpose of the power purchase agreement is you just buy your electricity at a cheaper rate. And instead of you spending $270 on power and seeing your bill increase by a 13, 15%, 8%, and you have no control over it, you don't have a say, right? You don't have power over how much they're increasing. With solar, you're saving $100 now, right? And then instead of it being affecting you by, literally, I can send you a screenshot right now of ChatGPT. Instead of you have no control over anything, it's only at a 3.5%.
Qualify for senior discount anyway myself.
What is it, sorry?
I said, you know, probably 5, 6 more years, I'll qualify for a senior discount, limited income, whatever. So with Edison and stuff like that.
Oh, you would be surprised. I can help you. I can send you pictures of bills with Southern California Edison with care discount. Care discount, they give you about 25% in savings. So your bill is not gonna, solar will still be cheaper than if you get your electricity with Southern California Edison and you're under care.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you, mate. Like I've been in the solar industry for the past like 6+ years. So I see where you're coming from, but in regards of like data and numbers, Southern California Edison will never go down. They will never go down. I can send you documents from their website. I can send you documents from ChatGPT himself. Literally, I swear to God, it literally said residential electricity rates increased about 83% over the past decade. That's with Southern California Edison. So I see where you're coming from, that obviously in like the 25 years, this is how much I'm going to be spending with solar. But keep in mind, in 10 years, the battery itself will need to be replaced. The battery life is a 10-year, the battery, it's like a phone battery. Batteries will typically last about 8 to 10 years. With a power purchase agreement, this is not something that you need to worry about because if it's covered under warranty. So if whenever it's time for the battery to be changed, I'll literally reach out to you, tell you, hey, someone will be at your property. They need to change your battery. You get a brand new battery for you to last, the next 10 years. So you're basically agreeing that, hey, I want to have a new utility provider. I'm going to save a lot on my power. There's nothing that I could pay out of pocket. I'm covered under warranty for the next 25 years, and I'm saving a lot in compared to if I just stay with Southern California Edison. Because even with a 3.5%, if you're solar at 170, let me check.
And what if I sell the house and the new owner doesn't want the system? Do I have to buy
Very
it
good.
out?
That's like the number one thing that we get asked, right? Solar right now, oh, that's, oh, I was looking at the, yeah. Solar right now, Megan, it's so popular in California, like new builds right now, they need to come with solar. Like any new structure that's coming up, it needs to come with solar. So when you're selling your property, right? When you're selling your home, if you decide to sell your home, your realtor is going to be putting solar as a feature of your home, like your home, because it's literally electricity. You're just getting your power from solar. It doesn't put a lien on the house. There is nothing that you need to pay out of your pocket to get out of the house. It just gets transferred to them. So that
But
any person that's going into
usually,
your property, what is it? Sorry?
the new construction, usually the panels are leased. They're not owned by the house
Yeah,
tenant, right?
they're usually like six panels or seven panels or something like that. But the point that I'm trying to make is the counties and cities, especially in California, they want everyone to go green. New builds, new structures, they have to come with solar. So when you're putting your home for sale, if you decide to sell your property at any moment, it actually puts equity on your home because you have electricity, all this electricity for a much cheaper rate than whatever it is that you're gonna, what the homeowner was gonna pay for Southern California Edison. They're going into a property, they will know exactly how much they're going to pay for power from now on. So you can Google it, you can chat GPT it. It will put equity on the property. Not crazy equity, but it's a plus on the property that you have solar. It's not a negative. And every person that's going into your home, that's looking to buy your home, your realtor is going to put solar as one of the features. So every single person that's coming into the house, they already know that this home has solar. No one is going to go into your property like, oh, this home is beautiful, but hey, it has solar. You see where I'm coming from? It's like if you have a pool in your backyard or you don't have a pool. If I'm looking for a pool and your home doesn't have a pool, I'm not gonna put an offer on your home.
Well, a pool is more of a liability, to tell you the truth, most of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
Solar,
again,
again.
states want to go back and give more credit and stuff like that, stimulate this, but it looks like, maybe I might have missed the train from a couple of years ago. I would have gotten, because right now I can't sell electricity back to Edison like most of these other guys are doing. That's why they might have be paying, they don't have as many bigger system, and they're not paying the big two bills because at
Because
night
they didn't have batteries. Yes.
yeah old
Yeah.
one don't have batteries.
But even with batteries, that's what I was telling you. Like even with batteries, you're in the
Yeah.
first year, you're saving $1,200. Even when solar goes up that 3.5%, and compared to Edison, if they go up another, I'm not even going to tell you 13%. This year they're going up 13%.
I
But
mean,
let's say next
think
year they
about
go up 7%.
how much
You're,
power the battery store. Is it store for a
what
day,
is it,
today?
sorry?
When you keep saying that your system have a battery, how long, how, what storage does the battery have? Because it's not listed in the whatever in your paperwork. And when the guy came out yesterday, my wife asked them. He goes, "I don't know if you're buying the battery or they're buying the battery." So it's like, how long is the storage? You keep saying I'll never have to use from Edison, except connection fee, which is, I don't know how much the connection fee, $20, $25. I have no idea.
It's
But
seven to
then,
$10 the connection fee. And in regard, I'm just letting you know, Maggie, like if you have questions, the person that went out to your property,
yes.
they're not consultant. They just go out, they do the inspection. They don't have the knowledge in regards of anything. They just go, they measure, and that's pretty much it. In
That's
regards
what
of
I said.
capacity, for the past year, you have been using about 9 kilowatt hours at nighttime, right?
Thank you.
The capacity for the battery is a 13.5. So even if you decide to use a little bit extra power currently at nighttime, the battery will cover you. We give you more electricity during daytime, more electricity during nighttime. The only thing that I told you in regards if, yes, you will be getting a second bill in regards of getting electricity from Edison if you get an electric vehicle. So if you decide to get an electric vehicle, let me know beforehand. But until you get an electric vehicle, if you don't get an electric vehicle, right now, without the electric vehicle, you're seeing about $1,200 a year. I don't know, man. That's a lot of money.
It actually fills up my tank, man, for one of the freaking minivans. It's like
Yeah.
$48. So I hear you.
Yeah, like.
But again, it's relative. Hey, I'll let you know when I get an electric car. I'll definitely call you back and we'll probably consider the system again. But right now, sorry, I don't think I want to move forward.
Okay. No problem at all. I every few months you'll see me like pop by. If you have any questions, we can I'll even send you like a breakdown in regards of like your bill right now, how things would potentially look like in the next few years if you decide to stay with Edison, how things would potentially look like and compare to solar, and then you can compare eye to eye.
Okay, that's fine. You can, I'll review it
Sounds
when
good.
I.
Awesome. Sounds good, Megan. Have a good rest of your day, man. Good
Oh, you
speaking
too.
with you.
Bye bye.